Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890 92.5 KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
I am Richard, and this is my lovely wife, Kaylee, and we are here this morning on this Wellness Wednesday and having a great time talking to you, and we've got some information we hope is useful.
Does she make the bed for you, Richard?
Well, so we do work together to make the bed because she's decided that needs to be done.
Okay, that's cool.
So, yes, there are times when I make the bed.
It's made every day because I like to come home with a fresh, clean room.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the bed is made this morning, and the sun is just coming out behind the clouds.
It's trying, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And so we're kind of excited. We've got a few things we want to talk about today.
Well, one of the things we wanted to invite our listening community to do is to check out our website. And I know we say that every week, but we had a few calls this week asking for site references to some previous programs. And I guess it just rang true in my mind that our listeners probably don't realize that we keep our pre-recorded radio programs on our website. So it's easy to go to our website.
Look at the picture. I didn't realize you guys had such a great picture of the two of you on the website.
We have one great picture.
That is so romantic. Look at that.
Entire
that's
portfolio.
Awesome.
So
that's
a great picture.
That's it.
Richard's embarrassed.
Well,
a little bit.
It's humiliating.
Yeah,
It really is a great picture.
Thanks. It wasn't for the picture that I wanted you to come look at the website.
Yeah, both
sure.
of us are a little embarrassed at this whole public publicity thing. We're not we're not really that type of people. But yes, so the radio broadcasts that we do every week, we do try and get those on our website so that you can review and go back to them if you want. But there's a lot of other information, and we encourage you to check that out. And if you can't find what you're looking for, obviously, we still want you to give us a call because we enjoy talking to people.
So our website address is pathwayhospicecare.com. Again, that is pathwayhospicecare.com. And there you can find all of our pre-recorded programs. Mm-hmm. They're titled so that you can kind of get a quick reference to them. And if you can't find what you're looking for, then feel free to give our office a call at 435-477-6999. We love to hear from our listening community, and we love to help you find the resources and programs that will help you to live a higher quality of life for as long as we can help you live.
So this week, it's spring, in case you didn't know, March 20th. It was, first
Monday,
day of spring.
First day of spring.
So welcome to spring. From the weather, it's, been quite rainy. So that's a little different, and that's actually a good thing.
April showers bring May flowers.
Right. And, one of my favorite quotes, and this is from Vivian Greene, if you're not familiar, she writes some books that are about 20, 24 pages long. But life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain. And I think that's an interesting way to look at it. And certainly, the last few weeks we should be dancing in this rain.
Really, I couldn't agree more. We've had a lot of people, for me, coming from Las Vegas and then to St. George, where the heat is very prevalent, the sun shines, most of the year. These rainy times and even the snow is just pure excitement every day. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it day after day because I know that behind it the sun is going to shine. But it's
and ironically, not ironic, coincidentally, the sun just now was shining at your back as you said that. That's
look
pretty
at
cool.
That. Yep.
You are waxing so poetic.
Yeah, a little bit. That's what I do.
It's
yeah.
beautiful. I love it. But it's interesting. There's a lot of people that comment how, I'm tired of the rain. I can't wait for it to stop. But we just probably need to slow down and smell the flowers when we have that opportunity or dance in the rain when it's raining. And I say that because, there's so many things to focus on that we can be grateful for. We've had a extreme drought for how many years?
20 years. We've had 20 years of drought. And so this may seem like a totally different year than most of us have experienced in southern Utah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful if we actually replenish some of the aquifers?
It would. And so this year should be a little different. And you mentioned, all the flowers and things like that. And I, I'm imagining some things. I think people who float the Virgin River are going to experience a different float this year than they did
different float.
Last few years. And, you know, with all the beautiful colors that come up and the lush growth and all those things, and certainly I would imagine that almost every seed that has been waiting for a moisture to start is going to start this year. And so for a lot of people, this is going to be a great year. And for others, I think, you know, it's this absolute dread
of allergies. Good transition, Richard.
Well, and I appreciate you giving me those points to bring up.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of when you said all the flowers blooming. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be sneezing this year.
Allergies.
Yeah.
And while I don't suffer from allergies much.
You don't?
No, I don't. And neither does my wife. I certainly can sympathize with those that do. I'm not saying that I have any of your experience. I only know that it can be a completely miserable thing, and it's a long-term miserable thing. And so along those lines, we wanted to talk about, medications that have been used for a long time that may not be appropriate or as appropriate as they used to be.
For long-term use.
Yeah, for long-term use. And so we really wanted to bring some of these things to your attention because, you know, we're in that season. So if you are used to, if you have that battle box of drugs that you have, you know, been using every year, or you're going to go to the drugstore and stock up for the next few months, we kind of want to explore some of these that are on the market and whether or not it's a good option or not.
Just to reemphasize, we understand and commiserate with the allergy season sufferers and what these, the growth brings. And it's always easy to reach for an over-the-counter med. I think just sadly, sometimes we have this tendency to believe that it's over-the-counter, so it's safe.
Right. Yeah. They wouldn't let us have anything that might hurt us, right, if it's over-the-counter, which is probably the most untrue thing.
Dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous drugs are out there that can be used. And so we're just going to cover some of those that may be used and some suggestions and give you some things to be watching for. The first is eye drops, you know, Visine with tetrahydrozoline. That it gets the red out. I mean, that ad has been around
forever. We've all heard the commercial, yeah.
That's right. And it does. The tetrahydrozoline is supposed to constrict those blood vessels in your eye. However, one of the important things is that if you use it for an extended period of time, a number of days, it can actually have a rebound effect. Ooh. And your eyes become more red.
Not good.
And so if that's our goal of not having red eyes, I don't think that that's going to solve it. But it can be significantly worse than that. That rebound effect happens for most people. If you use it for, you know, three or four more days or a little longer than that, you may experience that. But it's not advised for contact lens wearers, because it actually decreases blood flow, and that has some real negative implications for those surfaces that aren't getting a lot of oxygen in the first place. If you have glaucoma, it can cause some problems there. If you have high blood pressure, there are problems there. I mean, there's just so many problems with Visine. And a quick aside from the news this morning, I saw that there are a couple of eye drops that are being recalled because there have been 86 deaths from eye drops.
Deaths from eye drops?
I believe. Don't quote me on the numbers. But these eye drops have a bacterial infection in them, and so they have actually been causing problems.
Wow.
So really consider whether eye drops is a great solution. I know that you're going to be struggling with the misery of this, but there may be some other options that are available, including just simple saline can be used without any drugs in it, if that's a consideration.
Do I dare to say that usually the natural remedies, although they may not be quite as fast or maybe give you that overwhelming instant gratification, they're usually the safer and the better alternative.
Right.
If we can find things that work more naturally, here at Elder Care Radio, we are always trying to provide timely and relevant information to make your life better. I hope that we've pointed out that on many, many occasions, while we support that many of us have a requirement to take pharmaceutical meds and, it's absolutely, part of sustaining a quality of life and extending life, when given an alternative or an option, we should probably try and consider that less is perhaps more. Our bodies are absolutely miraculous. Red eyes come for a reason. Our watery eyes are there actually to flush out the pollens and the allergens to help us get rid of, flush those through our system. So our bodies want to be healthy, maybe focusing on ways to promote a healthier body so that our body can, systems can do its job. More often than not is probably the best choice, although in those emergent situations, then reaching for the medication for that temporary fix would be appropriate.
And Visine is probably a good example of, well, if it's an over-the-counter drug, it can't be terribly harmful. If ingested, and some people have used this for nefarious purposes, dangerously low blood pressure, blood temperatures, I'm sorry, body temperatures. It can drop your body temperature down into a hypothermia state, blurred vision, nausea, vomiting, difficulty breathing, elevated blood pressure. You can go into coma, seizures, tremors, and death. There have been a couple of convictions in 2018-2019 of spouses poisoning their
loved ones,
that's a good term, over a period of days with Visine. And so it's,
who would have thought that Visine would lower your blood pressure to the point that it could actually cause harm?
Right. So give real thought to whether or not that's enough relief and benefit to deal with the up with the downsides. The next one, pseudoephedrine. You know, this is the stuff that they now keep behind the counter because it is an amphetamine that has been used to make illicit drugs. And so that's now behind the counter. But it has an effect on the central nervous system. It can cause insomnia, nervousness, excitability, dizziness, anxiety. It can cause tachycardia and palpitations, heart problems. Rare occasions, it can lead to paranoid psychosis, if those are things you're looking for. But if you're trying to avoid all that, I know that Sudafed has been used for a long time, and it was the most effective drug that was available to solve that problem. But all of the side effects that come with it have really put it kind of on the, we probably shouldn't be using it nearly as much. If you have diabetes, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, coronary artery disease, enlarged prostate, all of those are adversely affected by Sudafed. And when we get into, you know, elderly, right, and this is Elder Care Radio, there are few people that don't have some of those problems. Chronic, and so exacerbating problems, that, and right, and causing more problems.
And I think that's really the danger and the risk. We're taking an over-the-counter the med, but did we consider that while you might look at the precautions and you say, oh, I don't really have any of those adverse effects when I take this med, I've been taking it for years, if you have a chronic illness, have you looked at to see that specifically it may grow to cause adverse consequences that exacerbate your chronic illness?
Right, and all those long-term things that we don't think about, we wouldn't necessarily attribute to, well, yeah, I took Sudafed. Now, I have taken it in the past. You know, I've had colds and taken the drugs, and I, after, you know, the first day it usually does me some good, but by the third day, I just, when I'm using that kind of a drug, it causes me to have anxiety and restlessness and just this miserable feeling. And so I understand that this works. Now, me having a cold is nothing compared to those people who are suffering from allergies. So I'm not saying that I know your experience. I've had a little taste of it, and I can only imagine where we're at. So if there are other options, then we would highly recommend you try that.
And emphasis again on using it just less often. Trying to cut back a little bit because there are long-term side effects.
Right. So Afrin nasal spray, this is a fairly new one on the market, really. It hasn't been around that long. But it is also an Ozoline drug, which is a vascular constrictor. It constricts those blood vessels, and so it reduces the flow of blood through it. And so that, there are some serious warnings on this, and they're on the instructions, but who reads that?
Three can days. Read it. It's usually 7-point type or 6-point type.
So. 12 pages in, point four.
Right. We use it to get rid of congestion. However, if you use it for more than 3 days, chances are you're going to have rebound congestion, and that means you're going to be more congested.
Who knew that?
Yeah. So
you're taking it for 3 days, thinking, and all of a sudden, by now it should have worked.
And so my allergies must be getting worse. Yeah. but it's really the drug that's caused that. So we've had, we have rebound congestion from using Afrin, this ozoline, oxymetazoline. And when you use Visine with tetrahydrozoline, you get rebound red eye, right? And so those are the things to consider. There are just plenty of reasons not to do that. So the short-term period, if you just have a day or two of congestion, you might try that or you might not. Those are your choices. But if you're looking at long-term, it becomes very addictive. People become dependent on it because it changes the way our body handles this. And now it just to function normally, we need to have this drug, which is great for the drug companies. I mean, certainly having something that everybody needs every day, not necessarily great for you. So we would recommend
Who would have known that it could have addictive tendencies? That's outrageous.
Yep. And then Benadryl, that's the go-to, right? That's diphenhydramine. That's been around since, I think, 1946. That's, you know, that is what everybody has always used, Benadryl. And it dries you up. It makes you sleepy. I mean, who hasn't used it to keep the kids asleep on a long drive?
You have not. He has never.
Well, actually, it has been recommended to put your kids to sleep, you know,
but
when they can't sleep.
We've never done that. I won't allow it.
Right. And that's one of the risks of this drug is that it does make you very drowsy. And, you know, people fall down and injure themselves and other things. Benadryl is a first-generation antihistamine, and there are newer drugs out that we can look at.
And don't take Benadryl and drive.
No,
yeah. So drowsiness is bad. And, you know, the things that we expect, the dry throat
system.
And the, you know, dry mouth. But confusion, blurred vision can occur. There's just plenty of effects of that. It's also has a lot of problems. It affects our central nervous system. And so we need to worry about that. But here's the real kicker. As, you know, we're getting older and we have some different concerns than we did when we were younger, it contributes to dementia. The use of that, because it can pass through the blood-brain barrier, it has been shown to contribute significantly to dementia. And
which
so
kind of makes sense, since some of the symptoms on the pamphlet says that it can cause confusion, blurred vision, which are, of course, you know, effects of dementia, right? The whole confusion, and then it is a contributor. But sadly, if you read that really tiny 0.4 print, it actually can cause, you know, exacerbate the dementia long term.
Right.
Another interesting thing is Benadryl is actually one of the meds that they put in combination with a compound drug used to treat Alzheimer's, and yet it exacerbates the disease. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not allowed to express too much opinion on it, but I have one.
You get in trouble.
Yeah.
So if that has been your go-to drug forever, it might be time to reconsider what your options are. And there are a lot of options. There are newer generation drugs that don't have all those same side effects. The loratadine, cetirizine, fexofenadine, levocetirizine, and desloratadine.
Easy for you.
Did you want some brand names? It's always easier. Claritin, Zyrtec, Allegra, Zizol, and Clarinex. Those are all different than Benadryl, and they have fewer of those side effects. Now, they may not be perfect drugs either, so don't think that you can take them like candy. You should still be careful with that, but they don't have the same side effects, the long-term ones. They aren't going to help you keep the kids managed on that trip to Florida, but they they are available to solve some of those other problems. So that, you know, might be a good thing to talk about. All right, so then pseudoephedrine was pushed behind the counter. We talked about that because it was used to make methamphetamines. And that happened in 2005. There was an act of Congress that pushed that behind the counter. But don't think that everybody didn't know that was coming. And so in 2004, the drug companies had an alternative solution for you. And that was phenylephrine. And that is the replacement. And they have names that are similar to Sudafed, right? But it's not the same drug. Now, in 2004, they put this on the market to be in front of the counter and easy to access. In 2007, they reviewed all the studies and said, you know, this isn't terribly effective. In fact, it's not really effective at all. And now in 2023, you know, good news, 16 years after it was completely ineffective, and probably people are becoming aware of that, the FDA has called it in April. They called a committee meeting to consider whether they would still consider this to be a safe and effective drug. Hmm. That meeting has been postponed. So as of last week, they postponed the meeting that said, do we take this off the safe and effective drug list? So it's still available in the drugstore. You can get it. Don't expect anything of it because it has been proven to be no more effective than a placebo.
Isn't that interesting?
And if you've been using it, don't feel, you know, humbled or anything. The drug companies have great power to influence people to do things that they probably shouldn't do.
They do.
So those are the ones we were really concerned about, and we wanted to get that out. So those are the details of the news about those five drugs. If you've been using them, reconsider their use. Look for alternatives. Give us a call if you have any questions. We'll try and answer those.
Or at least the overuse or the excessive use, right?
Right.
Like if in a pinch you're, you know, really suffering and you take it, you know, once a day or something, or, you know, a couple times a week. I mean, just try and make it, minimize it. Again, less is more when it comes to these meds. But it's really hard to tell people just to stop them completely. Look for healthier alternatives. There are natural remedies that have a proven effectiveness.
Yeah, they'll do something.
They will. One of the things that I would say to you is we have the NIH, which is the National Institute on Health. They do a lot of studies for the government. I always find it interesting. That is actually the resource that your doctors refer to, by the way. By and large, they use the NIH for their studies and their you know, graphs and their evidence for effectiveness. You know, while it never makes it to mainstream media, the NIH actually has study on many, many alternative remedies. So if you're looking for something and you see a study with NIH website behind it, look into it. You might be surprised by the outcome or
right.
the information.
You know, and my dad had always liked this comment, you know, if you take all these medications, a cold only lasts about a week. And if you take no medications, it takes 7 days. This season, this allergy season, is going to be just as long whether you take the medications or not. You're not going to avoid it. And I think we all can agree that the allergy medications don't eliminate everything. And sometimes they make it worse in the end. And so really try and find that balance, maybe make some changes this year. The other thing that we wanted to talk about, and we don't have a whole lot of time, we've had a number of these experiences, and we had one this week where somebody had gone to the hospital, and there's a big difference between admitted and under observation, and people may not understand that, and it is a costly difference. It's a, you know, this is where games can be played and money can be made in the hospital system. So you should be your own best medical advocate. If you ever hear the word observation and listen closely for it, then start asking questions, because here's what happens. If you are admitted to the hospital, and we all imagine when we go to the hospital and they put us in a bed, we're admitted.
Right.
And then we're under our Part A Medicare controls.
And
go ahead.
At 24 hours, it is considered an admission, so you'll be admitted. But then at hour 25, they can come in and say, okay, we're going to keep you under observation.
Which changes everything. You lose benefits. It starts costing you money because the hospital gets to charge you differently. We're running out of time. But the word you want to listen for is observation. If you ever hear that in any conversation with any hospital staff,
fight it.
Start asking questions. Ask, why am I under observation? Why am I not admitted? Because that's where there's a lot of money that's lost, and people are just blindsided when they get the bill.
Right.
So we wish we had more time to discuss that, but we're really out of time. So our telephone number, 435-477-6999, and our website, pathwayhospicecare.com.
We'll see you at the Health Expo this Friday, all day, 9 to 4.
At the Senior Center in St. George.
Yeah. Have a great week, everyone. Enjoy the rain. Dance in the rain.